Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, it is May the 26th, 2017, 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, as we are continuing to share the growth series of this month, May 2017, and right coming out of the city of Houston, Texas. And I just want to share some good tools and tips today that's going to help you build your network successfully. We talked about the marketing campaigns or marketing events, doing the 5 P's of marketing, helping you guys really solidify the understanding of building a network successfully, building your brand, and also building relationships, strategic relationships, everywhere you go. We talked about a lot of levels of this, so that way you can really make it your own and kind of make it so it can be an opportunity for you to continue to generate new business on a regular, consistent basis. Well, I have a great opportunity here that I'm going to share with you today that's going to be really impactful to you as we are continuing on marketing campaigns for small businesses and for entrepreneurs who want to succeed this year. So if you're really excited about the opportunities that is right in front of you, ladies and gentlemen, then you're going to be really excited about this. We're talking about opportunities to market your brand, your product or service, if you're an internet-based business or if you're a brick-and-mortar location or both. It's always good to know, whether you're a product business or a service business, which way you need to go that's going to basically collapse time frames for you to basically generate enough people, put it in front of enough people to whereas you can get some feedback and some followers. Well, this is a good opportunity that I'm going to share with you. And we were talking about marketing events for your business, but I'm going to give you some other tips to really help you, which we call the 15 ways to scale your business and make more money. I think that's where everybody's looking at right now, because if you had the capital to do everything you needed to do today, what would that be? What would be the first thing you would be doing right now if you had the extra capital to grow your business? And we're talking about growth, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we talk about the growth series here at GTE Professional Network Radio. And that way we can get you guys on a growth mode. You have to understand one thing, ladies and gentlemen, in order to build a successful business today, like anything today, you have to nourish it, you have to water it, you have to plant the seeds, you have to get it exposed, you got to get it out there. If you're not doing this on a regular daily basis or consistent basis, utilizing the tools, which I share with you, all of the tools we have in front of us, ladies and gentlemen, today, whether it be the websites, your website, whether it be social media, YouTube videos, marketing campaigns that you put together, feedback from your customers, and promotions that you're running. Make those promotions eventful. Always on the 5 P's of marketing, it's all about the people, product, price, place, promotion. But when you're doing promotions, make it eventful. The more eventful you make your promotions for the product or service that you're providing in the marketplace, the stronger you get. Talking about how do you generate more revenue, if you had the capital, this is the question to ask yourself again. If you had the capital to do what you need to do in your business, what would that be? Let's talk about that a little further. Let's think about that. What would you do? What would be the first thing you would need to do in your business? And I want to hear from you, for all my radio listeners who are tuning in today, to give me some feedback on that. You can always email us at edward@globaltouchenterprise.net, or you can give me feedback from my website at globaltouchenterprise.net. So I want to hear from you on reference to that, so that way you can we can see exactly what it is that's mostly out there in the marketplace or in your business that you're going to be needing to do most. Well, we always talk about campaigns, marketing campaigns, your business brand and your business plan, all of branding your company, putting it out there, getting the information and drawing more traffic to your website and also to your business. Now, if you have an e-commerce site, you're on the right track. That's where it's at. But you got to now start, how do you market it once you get the site up and running? And then also, too, who are you targeting? Who is your audience? What industry are you in that grabs enough people to do what you need to do? Well, that's why we're going to talk about these 15 ways here to scale your business so you can make more money. That's what everybody's asking me now. So in order to do that, you have to leverage legitimate the SEO techniques, which is search engine optimizations. And then we go on the internet level, on the internet side of it. We have more webinars, let me just share that out there with you, more webinars now than we ever had before. And it constantly keeps growing, ladies and gentlemen, until you guys understand the simplicity of the internet and how impactful that can be towards your business, and that you use this tool. I'm going to say this word again. This is a tool to build successfully based on what you're about, what techniques you're going to need to have to grow it. Well, currently I'm using Google. I'm always a Google guy. The reason being because Google was the first runner to really put out there for businesses, small businesses such as myself and those like me, to really market your company successfully or correctly. They had back then, when they started this, the email addresses that you can get business emails that they were giving out for free, which you got 10 business emails that you can get from Google. Now, also you can market your website through search engine optimizations by using AdWords and keywords to basically advertise your business. Remember, AdWords, which is advertising words that represents your brand, your company, your business, to advertise it so that way you can successfully get a hit when people are on the search engines looking up a particular topic. If I'm typing in clothing, if you are a retail online store that sell clothing, whatever it be, men's clothing, women's clothing, children's clothing, and being more specific to that, and if that's a particular clothing you do, then your information should automatically pop up along that list. Advertising words. So just think about this. If you're advertising your business, you got to use the same advertising words to promote the business. Doesn't that make sense? Yes, it does. So let's put it in more perspective as far as you're leveraging legitimate SEO techniques. It sometimes can be complex and confusing, but really it boils down to this few fundamental principles, ladies and gentlemen, that we can do. And those principles are the bedrock for over 200-plus rules that go into Google's current search engine algorithms. Now, the algorithms is just basically going to search for particular words that you add in reference to your business. So you want to put something that's more relevant, that's more popular, that's more hot today, I'm going to just put it on a hot topic today, a hot ad word or keyword that's mostly being used based on the industry you're in. So that way you'll know exactly who's going where and where's everybody going and what's the most search word in the search engines that's being used by businesses today. Look at the big companies. Look at your competition. Notice where they are in position to where you are. What words are they utilizing? Yes, most of these you have to pay for, that is true. But there are those that you don't have to pay for, but it just depends on the number of hits you get. That's what it's all about. In baseball, we talk about hits. Well, if I keep getting hits and hit a home run and I have two people on base, now they're all coming home. So we want to continue to get the hits. The more hits you get, the stronger you are. The less hits, the less you are. So it's just going boiling down to how many hits. And when it searches for the same particular word over and over and over and over and over again, it's going to continue to build your status as far as a company is concerned. But this is just the technical side of it, so you can just learn a little bit about it. I'm just going to give you a brief snapshot on it so you know exactly how it's done. That's one of the things about SEOs that I do like. Because of the search algorithms, it always goes by the number of hits by per word or per topic or content thereof. If you have a slogan, a business name, or anything on that level of a particular product or service that you provide, if you're a cleaning business, if you are a laundry business, if you are automotive or a car lot, you can put that in perspective based on the type of cars you sell on your lot. If you're a dealership, that should be easy for you. If you're Cadillac, Mercedes, Chevy, whatever dealership you have, you can basically put that out there, and the number of hits will come based on that. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, there's over 340 million people in the United States. And then you have global searches also tapping into Google because Google is global. So if you think about that, there is no reason why we should not be utilizing this as our number one topic when it comes to generating more revenue for your business. And if your website is in order, then you shouldn't have any questions about that or any problems about that. So you want to take your business to the next level step by step. This is number one. Number two. Create and share content on a blog. I always say this again. Starting a blog is simple and straightforward. It's to the point. It's a simple newsletter, clip, snippet of what it is your topic is about. So if you're posting a particular blog and blogging, giving guests your information about the product or service that you're providing, also any details, educating them on the product or service that you're providing, and also becoming an authority of what attracts your customers, giving them something to talk about. Reality shows is real big right now, as we all know. So if you notice, if you're one of the reality hosts or people are talking or blogging about a particular thing, guess how many people jump on that? It's all about the topic, whatever the topic is that's relatable to them. So you want to blog about things that's going to be relatable to you and to your company and to what it is you do consistently, though. You have to be consistent with the blog. You cannot start one and then stop and then keep going back and forth. It has to be continual. So if you stay on focus with that, ladies and gentlemen, you will be fine, believe me, on that level. And it doesn't cost a whole lot to do. Again, this is how you generate revenue for your company. By the content that you put in your blog. Blogging is good. Number three, answer questions through your website, through feedback that you get from your customers on a regular, consistent basis, ladies and gentlemen. So if you understand the questions and you answer the questions that your customers are asking you, Immediate responses, ladies and gentlemen, gives you the opportunity to build a relationship with like-minded people who see what you see and are on the level where you are to interact with you on a regular basis. And once you start engaging with them on that level, this will help you build your brand faster, your business, and generate revenue for your company on a regular basis. This is also part of the marketing part. Remember, marketing consists of more than one thing, ladies and gentlemen, about just promoting and putting things out there. How we respond, reply, how do we interact, how do we engage our people will make it or break it for us. So you have to start putting that together for your business, for your brand. And then guess what? You're going to see a whole lot of people coming on board with you because now you're speaking on the same level that they're on and you understand them. And that makes a footprint for you to keep that ball rolling on a regular, consistent basis. Number four, connect with influencers. So if you think about who's the influencers that you have in your company, who also influences you to be in business today? Who influenced you? Who can you influence? But I want you to start putting together a small budget, ladies and gentlemen, for people that you can secretly put together that influences you to do your best, to be your best, to build up your audience on a very large scale. By building a brand, a business, consistent with what you are, who you are, and the company that you're representing, and the people around you who influenced you to be in business in the first place. Business doesn't just happen. It has to be built. So you have to start building it on a level of credibility, integrity, honesty, and making sure that you are responding quickly with any questions or replies that you get off your website and from your business, and making sure you give great customer service. Again, if you cannot do that, you're not going to be in business long. So, also number five, we talk about the five P's of marketing, promotion, but let me share this with you, and I told you to make it eventful, but also you want to give something back to your customers and also an opportunity for them to win something or give away something toward a cause. So it draws more people to you. It also gets them to see the human side of you so that way you can connect with more people. Again, it's all about PHP effect, people helping people. If you stay focused on the PHP effect, ladies and gentlemen, you will be fine. So always get a chance to offer something for them purchasing something from you. Always run a giveaway or a contest or anything on that level or discount. I share this with a lot of small business owners, and they're like, well, yeah, my better cut my profit margin. No, it won't. It's all about volume. Everything in business deals with volume. If you had a number of people coming to you purchasing the same product 10 times, 20 times, 100 times in a day, what would that benefit you by giving them something for their purchases or giving them an incentive or thanking them or giving them a discount on the next purchase that they make with you? It's called repeat business, ladies and gentlemen. The more repeat business you generate in your company, the stronger you get. That's just a rule of thumb. So if you're not putting anything together along that line, then I'm guaranteeing you, ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to have everything, and it's not going to generate the revenue that you're talking about. If you want to make more money, you got to remember it says it takes money to make money. So if you take a little bit, a portion of that off your profit, that's nothing. Think about the number of people you get on a repeat level. It's all about residual, ladies and gentlemen. You have to build your business on a residual level. If you do not do that, it will not be successful for you in the long haul. Are you in it to win? What's important now, or are you in it to lose? Well, we're all in it to win. So let's win. All right. Post content on a regular basis, ladies and gentlemen, through social media, through any platform that's comfortable for you and represents your company, your brand. And you also want to make a setup a social media content channel as well. That's part number 7 that you want to do. Post, but then you want to set up a social media content channel so that way you can continue to interact with everyone you know who connected with you, who has been a part of your company, who has purchased from you on a regular basis. And you get a chance to hear them directly in a matter of minutes. It's kind of real time. That's your real time that you need. To do that on a professional note costs thousands of dollars. But you're talking about social media where it's free. Guys, let's get on with the program. Again, tools. We are talking about tools today to help you build, to generate more revenue, market your business successfully, and grow. Tools. Okay. If you haven't built in depth a YouTube tutorial, you need to do that. That's number 8. Build your YouTube tutorial about your company, your brand, a video, small little snippet. Not going to take too long to do. If you have a digital camera, a phone, preferably iPhone, or any other phone, whether it be Samsung or Apple, it doesn't matter, but with a good camera on it, people. And today's technology, we're noticing that our phones is more advanced now on the images and pictures that we take than ever. So why they cost $700-$800 a pop is the reason why. If you want to spend that kind of money on a phone, then you should be able to put that phone to use to work for you. If you do not do this, ladies and gentlemen, what are you doing? You have tools. Let's go back to tools again. What tools are you using to build your business with? Become a wise master builder. Understanding the tools, understanding how to build, and utilizing what it is you need to do to build a successful business. Every time I hear this, I say it again, ladies and gentlemen, we are spinning our wheels on things that's not in building mode. Are you in the building mode or are you in a lax mode? If you are in the building mode, this should be consistent to you on a regular basis. Build and continue to keep building. Don't stop. Don't quit. Keep building. Number 9, create a lead magnet and sales funnel. I love this part. Well, lead magnet, your website, social media, content, sales funnel, promotions, discounts, sale items, products and services that you're providing. So that way you can get them to talk about it, to make the purchase now. Especially if you have something that's going to be attractive to them. You notice we only go by what we're attracted to. Look at the people you're with now. If you're married, you know that. You have to be attracted to her or him. It's all about the law of attraction. Lead magnet is all about attracting those people who are on your level and who are you reaching out to that's going to continually build you up. Number 10, deliver real value through email marketing. Oh boy, I love this part. Email marketing is still most powerful drivers for today. It's a tool, again, ladies and gentlemen, leading online marketers and businesses all over the world to continue to do this regularly, whether you're doing it locally, nationally, or internationally. That's 3 ways of building a business. You will want to make sure you're doing this consistently, ladies and gentlemen, and have the templates that you use in email marketing to promote your brand, your company, your product, your service, and also get them to have feedback and make purchases direct from that, as well as giving you the opportunity to learn about them and their habits and what they like. 11, hire commission-based sales reps. So if you have commission-based salespeople, which is the biggest thing now to date, ladies and gentlemen. They can only make money when you make, when they make money for you. Let me say that again. They can only make money when they make money for you. So you set out the percentage of what that may be, and guess what? Commission-based sales reps are the key factors of a lot of businesses, small businesses, blowing up big. It don't take a whole lot. Just get two or three. And guess what? Your business will take you to the next level. They'll generate more people to you, new clients, new customers. And guess what? It's a win-win for everybody. They bring you business. You pay them for that business. Again, it's just like you would if you were advertising. You're paying for advertising, but most of the time the advertising don't work that you're paying for. So hiring commission-based sales reps will be a better part because they only make money when they make money for you. And that's a guarantee. Sometimes, and especially if they're driven and they're hustlers and they understand money and they like to have it, then guess what? They'll get the people out there to advertise for you. Those are your advertisers. Those are your voice pieces of your company that's going to target the market and let the people know about what it is you have. And if they make the sale right then and there and they're good closers, that's a win-win for you. Less on advertising, more on hiring commission-based sales reps. That's another key factor. And here's number 12, advertise with AdWords on Facebook and make sure you do this consistently. AdWords, advertising words that I just stated earlier on the search engines when you're doing Google, Bing, Yahoo, whichever one you want to use, you can do that. But now you can do this with Facebook on a conversation side of it to whereas you can drive traffic to your site. You have a shopping cart where they can make a purchase right then and there, and then you're good to go. 13, create coupons if you want to. Good opportunity for you to do that. If you're a product business, it's great. On the online part, what we call an online coupon, which is great. Make sure you stay focused there. Companies love that when you get a chance to see certain things of your brand out there in the marketplace. Number 14, set up an affiliate program so others can participate and drive traffic and sales to your door. A reference to that, if you want to do that on a commission base, that's another strong piece. And then here's another last part, 15, PR outreach, if you want to get a PR person to promote it as well. So these are the things on the 15 ways to scale your business and make more money. Make sure you can go back to this, listen to this episode again so you can get it down to your core. Make sure it's part of who you are and part of what you do. The more, again, repetition is always going to be key. So the more you do it, the stronger you get, the better you are, the more perfected you are. And guess what? You're not going to stop. You're going to be a well-oiled machine, a locomotive that's going to drive through. So keep that up, ladies and gentlemen. This is my tool tip for the day. I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Pro Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Dan Peterson. Thank you all again. Until next time, keep building the faith, ladies and gentlemen, and keep building the dream.